Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
And today is Christmas Day, 2020p.
2020p, December 25.
Yes.
For those of you maybe in another hemisphere, do you get it on Christmas Eve?
Oh, they might.
You might. So, yeah. Wow, so lucky. Santa and Mandy and Kate.
Well, some people celebrate Christmas Eve, don't they?
They
lots
do.
Of different cultures.
I know lots of European cultures.
Yes, so. That's right.
Which I think... If it was dark,
we would.
And
I'd like it too.
Yes.
Yeah, but we're up sweating.
We're,
you know,
that's
we're
right.
Trying to, the light, the sun goes down by 9.
I
it's
know.
Just so
it's so
weird.
Funny. We have, I love the Christmas tree and the lights. But
yeah,
by
same.
The time the lights come on,
I know,
I'm not outside
I'm ready,
anymore.
I'm ready to go to bed.
Last night, across the road, have got beautiful Christmas lights. So I'm like, I'm just going to wait till it gets dark and then I'm going to go stand out the front.
Yep.
I mean, I know people have more exciting lives than me and they're driving home at that time.
Not really me.
But it's like, really, twilight goes quite late.
Yes.
But
yes.
That's Australia for you. I know we've got overseas peas, over peas, and you've probably got cold, wintry.
Snow and all sorts of stuff.
But come places like California, that's still summer.
Yeah.
There's loads of... Funny that the whole world's adopted this snowy Christmas.
Not me, because I'm anti-snow paraphernalia.
Yeah.
If you've
Mandy
never heard me
no
talk about
policy.
This before, but I have a no-snow policy because I've never seen snow at Christmas in 47 years.
No, but also,
so,
like my Irish cousins, it's pretty rare that it snows
there
on Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I know, just get it out
I
of our
if
shops.
If you're in like Canada up, you know.
Fair.
Fine.
Fair.
But
of
we...
Course.
You know, it literally will never snow in Melbourne on Christmas Day. There is zero chance.
Zero chance. So why am I buying a
and far
frosty,
north Queensland.
Frosty the Snowman to put in my lounge room? I'm not. I'm telling you.
I know.
Shops?
Yes, we're not doing it. It's a. I mean, obviously,
I'm not a party pooper, but I actually feel
not.
Like I feel like merch has moved.
Oh, definitely
There's
has.
Not as much snow. There is some Aussie themed things.
Look, I went to Bunnings, which for those of you who live outside of Australia. That's sad because it's one of the greatest shops in the world. It's a massive homeware, hardware store.
Yeah.
But they had Christmas echidnas.
See?
I was like,
exactly.
There you go. That's what's been missing.
It's not biblical,
I want a
but...
whole family of echidnas. across someone's front lawn. It's all I want to see.
Yeah. Even reindeers. We don't have reindeers here.
We don't
here.
Have reindeers. Well, anyway. We do, but they shouldn't be here.
There's, we've got deer. Near where I live, there is a house with two enormous Frosty the Snowman.
Yes.
I've never seen bigger inflatables. I know. It's unbelievable. I drive past, I was like, what?
And do they get unflated during the day and no? just lie on the lawn?
Oh, I don't know. I've only driven past at night. I'll have to have a look.
Anyway. They're just sadly lying there.
Probably. This is your Christmas Day episode.
This is.
If you've been a listener for a while, you know that we always put these out.
Yes.
Just because we know this day can be challenging.
It really can.
Yeah.
And I think at the moment we're speaking to the mums.
Yeah.
So, and the dads who are listening, we love you too, but... You know,
yep.
Mandy and
Or whoever's the primary person
primary
of doing
carer.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you're
it can be
tired already.
A very tiring time. And here in Australia, it's the end of school as well. So it's very different to the Northern Hemisphere where you're still in your school year and it's a break.
Yes.
For us, it's finishing school, it's carols, it's Christmas parties.
It's all the dance concerts,
everything.
It's the end of swimming, it's the so many events.
It's enormous and ridiculous.
And
actually.
You have to take a plate to all of them.
Yeah.
Not an empty plate, a full one.
Yeah.
And then by Christmas Day, we're often overwhelmed and, you know, we were speaking about it a couple of episodes ago, how sometimes it can make you feel really sad when you don't get a present that's a surprise or, you know, your children or partner don't appreciate you.
Yep.
I mean, we know that they don't, but it's still hurtful when they don't and we build up in our mind that, you know, maybe we'll go to a small town somewhere and meet a romantic, amazing wood chopping guy.
Virgin River.
Yeah. You know, all the Hallmark movies. It doesn't happen.
No.
But.
And we also know this day is challenging for many of our listeners.
Many. Food. So much food. The smells.
All sorts of things. Your children managing.
Having to go to someone's house that you don't normally go there.
Our listeners that aren't mothers. That that.
Would
either
like
be
to
yearning
have been a
to
mother.
Be a mum and they come and they have to put up with all of us
complaining
on and complaining about how tired we are and busy we are, right?
Yep,
we see you too.
Yes, we
okay,
really
we see
do.
All the chickpeas, we see everyone in the family that's managing. We thank you to all the people over the years that have made changes to your family Christmas for our pea shoots.
We
so
really do.
My family don't have the Christmas crackers anymore.
Yes,
Molly
no
just
more bonbons.
She had to go out of the room away from the table while everyone pulled it, and I just thought, this is crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This is she shouldn't have to leave the table.
No.
So we don't have them anymore. Like little things like that. You know, making the menu suit our families if we can.
Yep. Having nuggets as well as
that's right.
whatever fancy food.
So we thank
that you
for the people that have made an effort today.
We really do.
For families like ours.
Yeah.
No one might not even thank you, but we are.
Well, yeah, we really are. And if your family's still getting on board with that and you find today really tricky and you're dreading going somewhere, it will be over. It's like childbirth.
It's just a day.
It's just a day.
Yeah.
And I just want to say we see you. We think you're awesome. We think your kids are awesome. And you're going to be able to get home soon, take off your bra, and forget the whole bloody day happened.
It's over. You can pack that damn tree down on Boxing Day like I do. Okay? So if you get to Boxing Day, you think, you know what Mandy's doing? She's packing down the tree. She's done. It's with complete joy.
And if it's your first year of being a pea,
it's
a really interesting Christmas.
Yeah.
And, you know, you
might
welcome.
Lots of feelings.
Lots of feelings, but you're in the most amazing gang of
and
people.
We see you today.
We really, really do.
Doing the best for your child.
Yeah.
We're proud of you.
So
every
proud.
Every little thing, all the specific presents you've chosen that you might not have, you might have had to source from other places because your child can't play with specific, you know, age-appropriate toys or all the things you've done, the beautiful pajamas you've bought them or all them.
Yep.
All the ways that you've gone about making Christmas special for your beautiful child.
Yes. And I know that that comes at the expense of you and that you maybe don't have the Christmas that you would like, but your family's awesome.
Yes.
Your Christmas is
awesome. Remember that. Yes. Your children actually make Christmas.
Yes, they
do. And they are the glue in our families.
Yeah, they are.
And, well, Molly is in my family. She brings everyone together and we're so thankful for her.
Yeah.
And we're so proud of her, right? And so
just
remember that. When you're looking around and you're seeing normal development in places and you think this
remember
stings
the
today.
Remember the milestones.
Remember the milestones. Our milestones are different and they're better.
They are so much better.
And so today, soak them in when you see them. Yeah.
And if it's too much and you just chose to stay home,
that's okay too. That is, lots of peas do. Oh, and we're jealous of them.
Very jealous.
Or beautiful people that go for a picnic or
yes, go to
changed
the zoo.
It up. That's right.
Got a friend that always goes to the zoo.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, I don't know what you do. I know a friend of mine works at the Collingwood Children's Farm and she's like, it's a joyous day.
Yes.
So that's a suburb of Melbourne. That has a farm and the people that don't really Christmas, they can all Christmas
there.
So
find those places.
But yes.
You know, or even if you think I'm not doing it again like this next year, then you know, that's fine.
And it's okay to say no.
Yes.
It's okay to be like, I'm not doing it. I love my family, I love my mother-in-law, my cousins, but this year, for the safety and the sake of our family and all of our mental health, we are just staying home. It's also okay. But whatever happens today, remember Mandy and Kate are thinking of you.
That's right.
And
it's nearly over.
It's nearly over. Christmas is different for all of us.
Yeah.
Don't get sucked into the Hallmark.
No.
Movie.
That's right.
It's all rubbish. There's no snow.
Enjoy the theme song with the jingle bells throughout it too.
It's so
today.
Good. It's worth it. Just for this.
Just for this song, right? So we will leave you now. Go have a little cry in the pantry.
Yep.
Have a laugh at your beautiful child.
Yep.
And
have some Baileys in your coffee. Whatever works today, enjoy and Merry Christmas.
Merry
peace.
Christmas. See you. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.